Our social media, everyone's socials, were filled with pictures and videos of people stuck on the N3 during that snowstorm. What I thought was going to be stuck for a few hours became quite a few hours, became a whole day for people, if not a little bit longer. Seatley and his family were on his way from Kempton Park for the long weekend, as many, 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 many other people did, and he got stranded, and we've been able to get a hold of Seatley this morning. Good morning, Seatley.
Good morning. Morning.
Thank you for joining us this morning. Are you, firstly, you and your family, are you all safe? Where are you now?
We're safe. We're back home. We are rested, but we think we still need to sleep a bit more.
Shame, man.
So how long were you stuck on the N3?
It's from Friday around 6 p.m. until 10 a.m. yesterday, Sunday.
Sure.
Quick math.
Long
time. Do the math there for me on that one. How long is that? That is a long time to be stranded. At what point? Tell me what was going through your head. Were you negotiating with the family about, do we leave the car? Do we try and walk somewhere? How did you, you know, was there enough petrol? Was there enough food? Was there enough warm clothes? What was happening for you guys?
Yeah, so there was just a lot. But I think what is important was we trying to keep calm. So the other family members, we were communicating with them via WhatsApp and phone calls and planning, because some of them are saying they can drive up to the point where this up to the point where the snow starts, so that we can make a plan to walk backwards. But I mean, that would have been a radius of about 100 kilometers or so, which is impossible to walk.
Yeah.
So that was one way of trying to see what we can do. The other was to keep listening to radio. I think SAFM was very good, and other, you know, stations. We wish we could pick, because it wasn't easy to pick some of the stations there. To listen on what should we do.
Yeah, you're obviously outside of our signal area, because East Coast Radio was doing a hell of a good job of updating people.
Yes, we were outside of that coverage area.
Oh, of course, okay.
Yeah,
Harry Smith, so, Free State.
Yeah, so we managed to just to listen, find out what can we do, but we kept calm.
And Seatley, did the roads eventually clear up, and you were able to move out on your own, or were you and your family rescued?
So we were rescued about 2:30 in the morning on Sunday. First, we saw a grader coming by and clearing one strip of the road, and then that to us indicated that the rescue teams were now starting to operate along the area where we were. And then I think 30 minutes later, a group of people came and knocked at the window of the car. And then they told us to start moving towards a safer area, because they were now opening up the whole, you know, road.
Yeah.
And then moved and parked somewhere in the filling station that was abandoned.
Yeah, well, I think for you, Seatley, and for everyone else, lesson learned on this one. Guys, when we give weather warnings for severe snow, especially through Funrennan or anywhere between Harry Smith and Moy River, we really need to heed those. Our roads are not equipped for it. Our tires don't have snow chains. Our emergency vehicles are not equipped for one day of maybe snow every year. So we just stay away until it's safe. I think a big lesson was learned for all of us in the province, and especially our visitors to the East Coast as well. Seatley Nkambudle is safe and back home. Didn't get to have the long weekend he was hoping for.
Shame, yeah. Well, on the way next, we find out when we'll be tuning into The Bug today, and we'll take a look at where we know it's definitely not at.
Darren, Skye and Carmen on East Coast Radio.